Blog Talk Radio.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve a bout and you can't make a run. Those wooden and mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway night, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
And welcome to Mega News Nation on this Thursday night with Virtual Spraggers, first of all, and myself, William Bernard. And I tell you what, we are still in for a big old fight that we can't give up hope yet, but we'd like to say hello to all of our listeners, and especially Sahara up in Wisconsin that's listening to us right now. Virtual Russell, how are you doing?
We're doing pretty good. We're sitting here at Flying J in Orange, Texas. We're going to take our little break and head on home tomorrow and catch another load.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's hot as hell up here. I don't know what happened, but it shot up to 90 degrees today. So,
yeah,
go ahead, Russell.
It's been a little warm down here, too. It's been a little warm down here, not terribly bad. Same old shit, different day. Nothing new to report.
Right. So, anyhow, we'll get into, you know, what's going on and everything. So, Virgil, I know you and I have been talking basically on and off all day. Russell, what's your input and your thoughts? I mean, we're seeing all this shit going down. President, you know, he has evidence to back everything up, but the news media is saying he doesn't. And we know different. So,
well,
Russell, what's your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's got some evidence, he should be showing it. This is bullshit. I don't know where you people keep getting these fucking bullshit fucking news from, but let me tell you something. If the ballots had watermarks on them, somebody would be all over it right now, okay? Two, this shit wouldn't be allowed to go on if there were watermark ballots on it. And this ain't some kind of some big masterstroke plan or anything like that going on, all right? We are seeing a third world banana republic coup taking place, and nobody's
exactly.
doing a fucking thing about it. Nobody. Donald Trump, if he had a shred of evidence, he would be putting it out there right now. People would be being arrested. And who's going to go do this shit? Who's going to go in there and check this shit? The FBI? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a group. You want investigating anything going on. So we're fucked. You've got till about January 20th to do what you're going to do. After that, I figure by midsummer, they'll be trying to come for our guns. The economy will be a fucking wreck, and the UN will be rolling in.
Exactly.
Yep. That's my feeling.
You know.
That's my feelings exactly. My feelings exactly the same as yours, Gunny.
Same here.
I'm talking with several people. Ron up in Idaho, they're merging groups right now. I never thought I'd see that happen. They're merging groups all over. The chips have finally fallen off the shoulders. They finally come to the realization that they're gonna have to do something together. This faction shit. It's going by the wayside. That's about the only positive thing I see out of this, Russell.
Guys, we warned everybody about this for months, but nobody, you know, like you said, Virgil, nobody would snap out of the fantasy and everything. But look what's happening now, you know, and everything. But I feel the same way. I told Virgil today, Russell, I got relatives in Mexico. I'll be going down there when shit happens here. You know, I'm not that far from the
border. Well, I think Russell will agree with me on this. Okay. In a fair and just system of checks and balances, okay, truth will prevail.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have an electoral college, when you have an electoral system, which does work if it's given a chance, but when you throw a monkey wrench into the mechanics of that entity, then all hell breaks loose, and that's what we're seeing right now. You might as well start playing the Russian national anthem at the beginning of this show, because I'm gonna tell you what, Russell is 1,000% right. America is now a banana republic. We are a banana republic. No ifs, ands, or buts.
The
electoral college will disappear. Your Second Amendment rights will come under the most horrendous and horrific attack in history, in the history of the United States, you're gonna see illegals given citizenship. You know, they're gonna be given carte blanche. You're gonna see our welfare system is just gonna go completely. It's already hanging by a thread. Well, that thread is gonna break. And you're going to see inflation like you never saw before. You're going to see at least 150 to 200% inflation in the United States before this time next year.
Exactly. I guess it's going to be in place. What we talked about all last several months. China is going to be moving straight on in here in the United States, everybody, like we've been warning. They're the ones playing in all this right now.
Oh yeah, well China is now the UN, okay? So and they've already been crying for it, and like I said, everybody can sit there and post their shit and run their cock holsters oh look, he said this, oh look, there's watermarks. Oh, we're all safe.
Right. And so,
I am so utterly disgusted with the American people at this point. I don't even know what to say anymore. I really don't.
That's right. You're right, Russell. You're right. Because what people don't understand, okay, knowing something and proving something is two different things, okay?
Exactly.
All right. We know there, Joseph, please quit interrupting us. And we know that there is voter fraud going on, okay? But in the legal sense, it's circumstantial evidence, all right? It's no good in court. We know everything that's going on. We know, and it's all circumstantial evidence. You have to come up with something rock solid, even in the United States Supreme Court. All of the justices know they're not stupid. They see what's going on. But unless they are presented with concrete evidence, irrefutable, impeccable evidence that this is actually happening, they're gonna rule the election results as certifiable. So that's what's going to happen. That's, unless it's a miracle, unless we get some more divine. What is that noise in the background?
That's me. I just walked to the back of the house. I'm leaving.
Okay. I was going to say it. I'm not anywhere near my dogs. I didn't say it.
Because, I mean, it's going to be ruled because there's no hardcore evidence. There's no hardcore evidence. And we're going to have Kamala Harris and Joe Biden in the White House. And basically when that happens, when he's sworn in as president, you might as well say goodbye to the Republic of the United States and say hello to you know, fuck everybody, Stan.
Exactly.
That's what's going to come.
And here's the thing. When Biden is sworn in, he's only going to be in for a little short time. Then guess what? They impeach him, which they're getting ready to do. And then Kamala Harris steps up and beats president. And when she's president, we're really fucked. I mean, you know.
Here's the way it's going to go. Okay. Biden's going to get in. He's going to shut the country down for another 2 months, okay? Except he's going to really shut it down, okay? Then all of a sudden, all of these corona deaths are going to disappear. And then he's going to come out like the Messiah saying, oh, you see, my plan worked. I cured corona. I cured COVID-19. You know, we don't have it anymore because did it I hired Fauci, did what he said, and look at this. We're COVID-19 free now. But by that time, the economy is just making a comeback, but it's going to totally go in the crapper. It's going to totally go in the crapper. So I'm going to tell everybody right now, if you're planning on buying those expensive gifts for your wife or your kids this Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Got one by, I got a prostitute.
We got a
come up to the truck. But
right. We got a caller.
You better save your money. You better save your money.
Mm-hmm. Everything. Yes. Well, we got a caller. We got Sahara called in, one of our favorite listeners. So she wants to say something. So I'm going to bring her on. You want to come on, Sahara?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to bring her in now. So hold on a minute. She wants to put in her 2 cents. Hey, young lady, what's up?
Hey, how
you
doing?
Hi. So, what's your input and your thoughts, girl?
Well, first of all, I'm here in Wisconsin, and I'm pissed. We are not a blue state. We are 100% red state. We have strictly farmers and hunters that love their guns, and we're hardworking Americans. And I refuse to believe that almost 3 million people here in Wisconsin voted for a dementia-riddled idiot. So that kind of pissed me off. Another thing that I refuse to believe is that Joe Biden received more votes than Barack Obama. This guy cannot even talk for 2 seconds, let alone hold a rally of more than 10 people. Mm-hmm. How did he get more votes than any president in U.S. history? And I know the answer to that. It's because it's voter fraud. But that's kind of my 2 cents. I kind of figured that this was going to happen. You know, I kind of expected it. I'm not too worried. I'm trying to stay positive. I'm not too worried right now just because, you know, Trump has been warning about this for a very long time, and we can assume that they haven't been doing anything behind closed doors, but we don't truly know that. We'll find out in the next coming weeks. But, you know, that's just, I mean, what are we going to do? We can either be worried or we can just sit back and, you know, we have no choice but to relax now. So it's kind of my 2 cents on it.
That's like Virgil Russell said, hun. You just got to be ready and be prepared, you know, for anything. And here, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Sahara, her and I became good friends on Twitter, and she used to be a liberal, believe it or not. Four months ago?
Yeah,
so,
a couple months ago.
I was...
Jared, is that the name?
Yes,
Sahara. Hey,
definitely don't worry and stuff, because nothing we can do at this point is going to change anything. If they had any big backdoor plans or traps, they would have been sprung by now. I hate to disappoint you on that. There's not going to be any miracles or anything, but we'll survive this. I mean, we've got a few months to continue to do what we do, and you know, just put away every dime you have, and I would put it in the bank, and damn sure wouldn't put it in the stock market. Stock up on some supplies, and you've always got a place to bug out to.
Right.
So what did you do before the election? I remember listening to y'all talk about, you know, how Trump was going to win, and, you know, that we were going to see a big war with the Democrats. What changed your mind all of a sudden when all this happened? Did you guys just kind of lose hope, or what changed your mind?
Oh, no, darling. If you've been listening correctly, we said that there's going to be a war either way. All right, that's how split this country has become. And I don't know anybody ready to accept the results of this. If there was any way to prove fraud, they'd be all over it right now. And I guarantee you, Joe Biden will not be your president long. They will take him out on the 25th Amendment. I would say 90 to 180 days, probably by June at the latest. And then holy hell is going to break loose from Democrats. And that's when the festivities begin.
Okay. And that's what
I must have learned to be honest.
Yeah, and to be honest, Sierra, we just this is before I met you, months and months and months, way before that. This pandemic was part of their plan to rush in for the ballot. This was all planned.
Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah,
and
I know that.
So, you
why
know,
I call it the election infection.
Right. So you know, but we're just kind of stumped because we knew it was going to be ugly, but I didn't think it was going to be this ugly, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, now, speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. This all started the day Trump announced that he was going to run for president. Because even they knew. He wasn't going to beat silly Hillary, okay? He wasn't going to beat crooked Hillary. They knew they were fed up. They knew this. They knew that. So this has all been – this. You don't come up with marked ballots, 130,000 ballots overnight. I mean, this was done months, maybe a year and a half in advance, okay? All of this. I mean, these people are not stupid.
And I heard
a plan ahead.
Right, and I was seeing through Twitter and lots of feeds where the liberals were actually voting double votes.
And dead
people,
And a lot of people need to look at this. Okay, let's look at the states that voted that had congressional seats open and voted Republican, the same states and districts that had Senate seats open and voted Republican, and who had governor's races, and they voted Republican. Well, all of a sudden, they're just going to get a brain fart, and they say, oh, well, I'm going to vote Democrat. I'm going to vote for Biden. You know, I mean, that sends up a red flag like that. Circumstantial. It's not hardcore proof. And like Russell was saying, if they had hardcore concrete proof, it would be getting plastered all over the place. Now, maybe not, because of the fake news media, even Fox is messing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Joseph, I'm getting an echo back from somewhere.
Not coming for me, but I'm on. I was on mute.
Well,
go ahead and talk.
But, you know, it's coming back off of me like it's coming back through the system or something. But you're not, you know, you like Russell had said, if they had proof to show, concrete proof, they would show it. Now, maybe there is a percentage of the media suppressing this. You know, I mean, we can't get on the phone and call the White House and say, hey, DJ, what the fuck's going on? You know, give us the 411. Put it down so we can pick it up. And he can explain everything to us. Well, where's the proof at? He's got the proof, this, that, and the other. No, all of this is going through the media. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. You know, all of this is going to the Supreme Court. It's going to the Supreme Court whether it wants to or not. Okay? And if there is voter fraud found, if they do have the proof, if the Supreme Court does not disqualify Joe Biden from this election, something's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can't show the proof, if they can't show concrete proof, if all they have is circumstantial evidence, well then, darling, let me tell you what, Joe, all I can tell you is don't get anywhere near him unless you want your hair sniffed. That's all I can tell you.
Here's an example that I do know there was some fraud going on as far as on Biden's side here in Wisconsin. You know how you can go to the Wisconsin's like official government website or whatever it's called, and you can check how many people are registered to vote, how many votes came in, and for which party. On election night, you know how everybody just decided that they were going to stop counting and they were going to go home, and they were going to put a halt on everything. Overnight at 4 a.m., Biden went up by at least 300,000 votes overnight, and no one was counting. And when you look at the website, it showed, like, I'm just going to make up random numbers because I don't know the exact ones, but let's just say it said 3,400,000 people were registered, and Joe Biden had 3,600,000 of those votes. So how do we have all these people that are registered, but he has more votes than actual people that are registered on this official website?
Well, the website can be manipulated to manipulate other people. You have to go to your Secretary of State's office and find out exactly, get it in documentation of how many registered voters are in your state and how many votes were cast. If you have more votes cast than you have registered population, then you know something is wrong. You know something is wrong. You see, that's why this system here, like I was saying, the electoral system works. It does work if it's given a fair chance. But when the mechanics of that system break down or in this case sabotaged, well, no machine can function with a monkey wrench thrown into the gearbox. I mean, it's impossible. It's gonna tear itself up. And this is what's happening right now. It's not being given a fair checks and balances. Here's what it is, darling. Okay, they sit us down to play a poker game, and then hand us a fixed deck, and then everybody wonders why you're not winning. You know. And Russell knows this scenario. You're sitting in the barracks, back in the corner. Guys are having a hot dice game. All of a sudden, some guy goes to throw his trip and try to make his pass, and three dice come out of his hand. In reality, somebody's gonna throw the ass whipping. In reality, somebody's gonna throw the ass whipping. But in this case here, what's going on is three dice done came out on the table, and they're just picking up one and say, okay, let's go ahead and continue the game.
That's what's going on.
You're playing with a bunch of crooked people. You're playing on a crooked table. The best thing for you to do is take your money and go home.
Now, another thing that I noticed was I went to go and I called to see if my ballot was accepted, and my vote was accepted. I voted in person. I voted early, and they said that my vote. When I called and asked them, they said that it shows in their system that my vote was an absentee ballot that I had requested at the beginning of October, and I never requested an absentee ballot, and it had been accepted before I even voted. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm wondering what that means. They said my vote was an absentee ballot that was accepted and, you know, counted in before I even voted in person.
Basically, what that means is you can go back to 1939, 1940, and they basically just told you to get on the rail car and never mind where you're going. That's none of your business.
Okay. Well, I don't really know what to do about that, but that happened, so...
Darling, that's what you were told. That's what you were done. You were just okay. Here, we'll you know, it comes down to this, and we've all said this, and we try to drill it in somebody's head, we try to drill it in everybody's head. Basically, what they're telling you is, we're from the government, and we're here to help you. We know what's better for you than you do. Okay? Words of Hillary Clinton. We're going to take things away from you for your own good. Words of Barack Obama. Individual people are not intelligent enough to run anything. They have to surrender to an all-powerful sovereign. Okay? Mm-hmm. These are all speeches. George Bush, Bush 41, welcome to the new world order, right in front of the UN. Okay?
Wow.
It was all written down. It was all laid down in front of people. It was all laid down in front of people like a royal flush.
Mm-hmm.
But they still wanted to draw cards. And you can't do something with people that are just stubborn and hard-headed and don't want to see the writing on the wall. That's why we're in the position we're in today.
Okay. So what I want to know is where are all the Republicans when we need them the most right now? Like, no one has been speaking out. Everyone's just kind of went into hiding.
Well, you missed a big point. Sierra, is that the left wing and the right
mm-hmm.
wing belong to the same bird?
Right.
The Republicans don't want Trump there any more than the Democrats. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With the exception of very few, they're all establishments. They've all been making money hand over fist at the cost of the American people. They sold us to China, and this is what the big snafu is about now. China's hurting. Their economy is on the verge of collapsing because of Trump tariffs. And Trump came in and said, no, you're not going to rob the blind anymore. We know there's been corruption with Joe Biden and his son, Mitt Romney's son, Pelosi's son. It just goes on and on, and all these people have gotten rich off the back of the American people. And there was never any intention for there to be career politicians, okay? Never any
mm-hmm.
intention to that. That's something that came about, and it's something that can't be fixed. You see, you've got to understand that the whole system is systemically corrupt, okay? They've
mm-hmm.
been selling us out for so long that they don't even think anything of it anymore. I mean, look at all the evidence that's come out and that kind of stuff, going all the way back to the Russia hoax, Ukraine, which we know Biden
mm-hmm.
and his son have been there too. Uranium One, Clinton and the Russians, that was Mueller and Clinton, and I forget which one of I think it was Lynch, who was the Obama's AD at that time, that signed off on all that corruption. And then you've got the deep state, so on top of that. So you see, the whole system hates Trump. That's why this is happening, because he's actually doing something for the American people.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't stand it. I mean, what did Nancy Pelosi say when Trump gave us tax cuts that put more money in our pocket? She called it theft of government funds. As far as they're concerned, everything we make is theirs. They allow us
mm-hmm.
to keep whatever we should have, or they think we should have. Overall, right now, that was changing under President Trump, but they couldn't have that, so it looks like that's coming to an end. But you, myself, Virgil, Joseph, everybody listening tonight, we are nothing but collateral to China on our national debt. That's all we are. They don't even consider us to be human beings. Virgil mentioned a couple quotes a while ago from Obama and others, and that's the way they feel about it. And they stole this thing, and we've got, I'm sure you know, with violence in light and change your heart and stuff like that. How many people do you know, Pierre, that are still just fairly indoctrinated through the public school systems, universities, and stuff like that? I mean, these people think socialism is the way, but if you walk up and ask one of them what socialism is, they can't even tell you. That's pretty common in your group, right? Your old group or whatever? Or am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely correct. Everybody voted for Biden because they think he has all these great policies, but what they don't know is they're voting for communism. And I watch a lot of videos where this girl goes around to college campuses and asks them, like, why are you voting for Joe Biden? And she'll tell them, she'll be like, you know that you're voting for socialism, right? And they were like, yeah, that's great. We could really use a change because capitalism isn't working anymore. And I'm just like, what is going on in our country? Why are we not teaching them the right things? I don't understand how 70 million people voted for a man who, like you said, won't be president for very long, and Kamala, or whatever her name is, Kamala, will be president, and she is strictly for communism. She'll sell us out to China.
The answer to that question is pretty simple, and it goes way back even we go way back. But the biggest part of it started in the late 60s, 70s, and it was kind of came to a crunchy kind of halt, and then they took over the education system and stuff like that. So from the mid-80s, maybe late 80s, something like that, our universities and public schools have been nothing more than indoctrination centers where these young skulls of mush are taught to hate America, to hate our history, and to think socialism is the way. That's been going on for 40 years. That's how we got here.
Well, because I'm new to all of this, I'm still new, I'm still learning. If Donald Trump is the only president that we have had in a long time that I'm aware of that knows about what's happening, knows about all the corruption, wants to change it, has had 4 years to do it, but yet has now allowed this election to be stolen. Why is that?
Now, let me answer that. Okay, let me answer that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you were given a contract to build a battleship, could you do it by yourself on your own with your own lonesome? Could you build that battleship from bow to stern? Okay, you're going to need help to do it. Okay? He has no help. No help. And just because you're president does not mean that you can come down with plagues and locusts and famines and all of this here. You have so much power. That's why we have a system of government. We have the legislature, the judicial, and the executive branch of government, okay, which is supposedly controlled by the people. The people have representatives that speak for them and want to help them. You know, they're supposed to listen to your voices and relay your message. That does not happen anymore. That does not happen anymore. And the reason it is not happening is you look back in your history and you check from our the birth of the United Nations, check back from when we first started with the United Nations, check back in American history to the economics, to the checks and balances, to this and that, you know. But when we got involved in the United Nations, some kind of way we became their ATM machine, their world police force, and when they get mad, they slap us around like we're their personal bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You check that. You want me to give you an idea of what socialism is? If you want to know what socialism is, it's two wolves and a sheep talking about what they're going to have for supper.
Yep. Other than that, Virgil. It's like in Russia and Australia. You remember our friend Ian went to Australia. There's a shocker. One pizza cost her one little slice of pizza cost her $100. You remember that?
No, it didn't. No, they bought a large pizza and it cost them $120.
Or $120. That's for one large. But in Russia, buy a loaf of bread, it's like $30. $30-$40 for a loaf of bread. $10 for a coat.
That's based on the monetary statute. I mean, you go to Venezuela now. You go to Venezuela now, and you can have a pickup truck full of paper money, and it might buy you a pack of ramen noodles in Venezuela. It's because the government, instead of cutting back, what they do is, just like the Democrats, okay, oh, we have a deficit. Okay, no, we don't need to cut back on programs or anything. Call the U.S. Mint, have them print up some more money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you print more money, you damage your economic standing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's just like when Obama dropped the credit rating from, I think it was what, Russell, from 4A rating to 3A rating and raised the debt ceiling. That, you know, that just turned everything upside down.
Yeah.
Just like when Richard Nixon, Russell will tell you this, Richard Nixon, he took us off the gold standard, put us on the silver standard. Which was the biggest dumbass.
We are not on any kind of standard. We're not on a gold standard. We're not on a silver standard. He put us on a monopoly money standard.
Right, monopoly money standard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Really, Sierra, you know, Russell and I have talked about this 1,001 times on this show. Okay. Name one thing you really own. Name one thing you own.
Nothing. Nothing is ours, really.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Right?
Nothing is yours unless you render unto Caesar. I'm going to give you a prime example of what this country has come to since we have become members and sponsors and the bitch of the United Nations. Okay, if you go into a Walmart, a Target, a Dollar General store, whatever, and you see a roll of toilet paper or a box of Kleenex that costs $1, and you grab either one of those and bring it up to the counter and throw a $1 bill on there, you think you're walking out the door with it?
Not without paying taxes.
That's right.
Yeah, without paying taxes.
You have to render unto Caesar. All right, the moral of the story, darling, is this. In today's America, you cannot even blow your nose or wipe your ass without the government having something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Exactly. And, you know, and here's some other examples for you. I have a car that I paid off about a year ago. Okay, we talked about this.
You didn't pay nothing off.
You didn't pay any.
That's what I was going to get to.
I'm still paying taxes on it. I'm paying taxes on this, paying taxes on that. And it's like, what the hell? You know? I got to pay insurance.
All right.
I got to pay fuel tax. We got to pay fuel taxes here now.
Okay. Oh, look, my heart goes out to you, Joseph. I'm just, oh, my God.
I know your fuel tax.
I know
you're a trucker. I know what your fuel tax is. Wow.
You want to talk about vehicle taxes, Sierra? Just the license plate every year to get on this Mac Pinnacle. Just my license plate. I have to pay the government $550 a year. Road tax. Road use tax.
Yeah.
Okay. Every time I pull up to this diesel pump and I buy $400 worth of diesel, I'm paying road tax on that. Now, if I go through a state and I don't buy any fuel, guess what? interstate federal tax assessment. It's called IFTA. Mm-hmm. I have to pay a percentage. I have to pay a percentage of taxes just to use their highway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to talk about taxes, let me tell you something. Go get your CDL and buy you a truck. You'll really learn the tax code then. You'll really learn the United States tax code.
Yeah. I learned through my dad because my dad was a truck driver, you know, and it's like when I see what he was, and this is way back in the early 80s, early 90s before he passed away, I was like, damn, how can you? But he had five trucks working. Like, can you imagine?
It's, and you know, like Russell. Russell lives in the state of Texas. They don't have homestead exemption in Texas. Okay.
We do here in
so
New Mexico.
He has to pay astronomical property tax on a house that he may have owned for 30 years. 30 years. They paid the mortgage off and everything, but he still got to pay a property tax. If he doesn't pay it, oh boy, he's going to get a knock on the door, and they're going to put a sticker on his door saying up for auction, sheriff sale for property taxes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ever have to ask anybody if you can trust your government, don't ask us. Go ask the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Go ask the Indians. They'll tell you all about it.
Mm-hmm. I hear it all the time out here because, you know, I know a lot of natives out here, and that's the first thing they talk about is that. One thing they talk about. They still don't trust the government. You know?
I mean, it's just done gone to hell in a handbasket in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when Russell and I were in the Marine Corps, I mean, I pray every day that I wake up and this is just a nightmare, you know,
that I'm
back in those days. Yes, go
ahead. That's what I wanted to ask you is, or either one of you, I just wanted to ask somebody in general that was in the military, I can't imagine what you must be thinking when you go into the military and say you're deployed and you have to go to other countries and you see what they're going through and, you know, you serve your time, you do what you need to do, you get out of the military, you live your life, now you're older and you see everything that you fought against in other countries now happening right before your eyes, right in front of your face at home. What do you think about that? I just want to hear
I'm going to let Russell take that one. I'm going to let Russell take that one. Go ahead, Russell.
I'll tell you what it does. It absolutely breaks our hearts, man. Both of us had brothers, a lot of them that paid the ultimate price for what we call freedom. And, you know, and I guess probably the hardest thing is, you know, you never fight because you hate what's in front of you, okay? That's all that flag waving, glorified Hollywood movie crap is mostly bullshit. You fight because you love what's behind you, and you fight for your brother on your left, your right, wherever he may be. That you can get home. You do the job you're sent there to do. You come home and you sit there and watch the American people being indoctrinated. And as much as you try to get change things and stuff, they just don't want to see it because let me ask you a question, Sierra. Have you ever read George Orwell's 1984?
No, but I do know who that is, and I've briefly read some things, but no, not entirely.
Well, basically, that's what we watched happen. We grew up in freedom, and we watched it be eroded and eroded and eroded to what we have now, and they think it's okay. Republicans, Democrats are like, think it's just fine to spy on every American, every keystroke you do, and we're living in
every
a free
phone
state
call.
Right now, and it absolutely
right.
it absolutely breaks their hearts. At least it does mine. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for everybody, and you know what? If it comes down to one more fight, I've got it. It's gonna be a good one. Let's just go on with mm-hmm. it, because I just want to be left alone in peace to my cigars and my whiskey.
Here's the thing, Sarah, is that since Obama, all of us has been preparing for something like this. We, you know, don't think mm-hmm. we're not prepared, because we are. We've been preparing. Mm-hmm. We've been stalking. We've been warning everybody, even on the show when we were Resistance Radio for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
We warned everybody on this. Virgil, not me, me and Russell talked about this 5 years ago. We knew this was coming. But we just didn't know how.
Yeah.
How they were going to do the pandemic. We knew about the pandemic. We knew about everything that was going on. We just didn't know how and when. And I got the audio, and I'll send that to you. And everything. But, you know, what we talked about then is like us talking about today, about Black Lives Matter, Antifa, everything. You know, and China, you know. And it's,
so
it,
now-
it's like. Go ahead.
Oh, I just so now we have to take it, right? We can't do anything about it.
Well, we can do something about it, and that's going to be like Virgil and I and Russell's been saying. You can either fight or you can surrender.
Well, people like
yeah.
me,
yeah.
you know, I don't have a way of fighting. You know, I don't. So I don't really know what
to
do.
All right. Wait a minute. Hold on. Were you born with two hands? Were you born with two arms and two hands?
Yes, sir.
Do your legs work?
We're talking
yeah.
about hand
okay.
to hand.
So evidently, and you're holding an intelligent conversation with us, so evidently you have more than two brain cells to rub together. Okay. So
yes.
basically you have the foundation to fight.
Mm-hmm.
What you have to do is you have to learn, okay? Okay, learn this, okay? Wherever you cut somebody, they are going to bleed. Okay? The way you have to do that is you have to be willing to pick up the blade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I'm not afraid. I am assuming that if this were to
okay.
happen, the...
Let me ask you something. All right. If you were somewhere all by yourself, well, not all by yourself, but one other person, a male, and he attacked you, and he was trying to mm-hmm. have his way with you, forces himself upon you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you try to kill this person to stop him?
Yes, I would do everything that I possibly can to get him off of me. If that means killing him, then yes.
Okay. You see?
But,
and what's gonna make you do that is called adrenaline. It's
mm-hmm.
called adrenaline.
Yeah.
You see, adrenaline is a very powerful hormone within a system. And let me tell you
mm-hmm.
something. Do you have children, Sierra?
No, sorry, I just have my little brother.
Okay.
I think,
go ahead, Russell. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think you kind of got off the track from the question she was answering there. Yeah, we all know that we have the ability to fight when we're cornered and that kind of stuff. I think the question mm-hmm. is, what can she do as a single woman new to the movement?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she does know many people like us. You know, what are her options out there? And I would
yeah.
tell you to be very careful. Screen them through myself or Joseph
mm-hmm.
aren't Virgo either, but I would locate me a group in your area, and can I finish, please?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
broke my train of thought. So what you do is you find a group there, but don't just join any group. We can find a group you like. Screen them through one of us. We can check them out and stuff. They'll probably do a background check if they're worthwhile, as long as you're not a felon and can buy a weapon. You can start training and learning with them, and you'll have some place to bug out to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the baby step to get there, Sierra.
Yeah, that is correct.
That is correct.
And I think the person closest to her would be Carmelita. Carmelita is pretty close to her, so she'd be one to contact.
But here's the thing. No matter what, you know, you think, oh my God, I'm gonna take her. I done took a human life. You know, it comes down to this, Sierra. It comes down to this. It's either you or them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are them, and I don't care who you are. You know, or where, how tough you think you are. Anytime that happens, you're going to feel some type of guilt. It's just it's inside of us. It goes away after a while, but you're going to feel some type of a guilt, and you're going to get sick to your stomach. You're going to throw your guts up. I'm going to tell you that right now. I've seen the toughest guys. Let me tell you what. I've seen the toughest guys. They've talked all that shit, and you look over when those green tracers start flying to you, and Russell can tell you about this. There is nothing that will pucker your butthole up than a green tracer missing your head by about 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, you don't ever duck until you see that damn thing coming for you. You know, you'll stand up like you're 10 foot tall and bulletproof, and you'll pop off round. But when that tracer comes and misses your head by about 2 inches, then you start ducking.
Yeah.
You know, reality sets in. Reality sets in a firefight. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you what, the most hardcore, I don't believe that there's some ghost in space running all of this and that and the other, and Jesus was just a man and all of this. Let me tell you what, and Russell can testify to this too. I've seen the toughest, most hardcore son of a bitches drop to their knees and pray and scream for mama that they wanted to get out alive.
Right.
So, you know, like Russell said, get with some solid people, find out who your combat veterans are. Now, if you get with a bunch of Marines, you're going to turn into an alcoholic. That just comes with the trade. You're going to turn into an alcoholic, and you're going to start eating crayons, okay?
Yeah. Start swearing too. Please start swearing.
Oh yes. You would.
I have a sailor. I'm just trying to keep it appropriate.
but you see, Sierra, our birthday's coming up here in 5 days. Marine Corps birthday. Hoorah. And you see, what people don't understand is you got now. Somebody said this to me. They go, if you've never been one of us, you will never understand us. It's just not possible. The Marine Corps was born in a bar.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Tavern in 1775.
Mm-hmm.
Some little fledgling LT from George Washington come walking in there, and he walked into the bar and saw all these drunk, cutthroat, some bitches laying around, and he looked at him and go, hey, man, you guys want to go break some shit? And the Marine Corps was born.
Right. But hey, guys, it's getting close to that time. You want to keep going off for a little while,
but
or
see,
you want to call
but
it?
Sierra. Sierra,
yeah.
if you get with combat Marine Corps veterans, okay, especially those who were in Korea, who were in Vietnam, who were in the sandbox, you know, you will learn brotherhood, you will learn camaraderie, and once you are accepted into the fold, you know, they're gonna treat you like a plebe, like a piece of garbage. But once you get past all of that and they accept you and you get into the fold, let me tell you something, little sister. They will take on a freight train with a switch for you.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
The motto of 2-8, others before self, front towards enemy.
Mm-hmm.
I know I gave Russell a Woody saying that. I guarantee you he ain't heard that in a while. Others before self, front towards enemy.
Right.
And then second recon, our motto was swift, silent, and deadly. We were
swift, silent,
and
deadly.
You were usually the last face you were ever going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And you see, our motto in EOD was, we had it wrote on the back of our flag jackets, if you see me running, try to catch the fuck up.
Right.
Well,
I don't know, guys. In our old age, some of us are out of shape.
That's not exactly true, Sarah. EOD were the first to die.
Right.
Yeah, Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad. That's what I was. Okay. And another thing, Sierra, if you can find the book,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's printed by Paladine Press. They're very
okay.
hard to find now, but if you look on eBay, you might be able to find a few copies of it. It's called The Anarchist Cookbook. They got some good shit in there, darling.
Hey, guys, I got a blast off, man. Yeah,
all right, brother.
Welcome to the show. Stay strong and keep hope and don't give up. America, I love you guys. The rest of you guys can pretty much pucker up and kiss my ass. This is Gunny ass.
All right, brother. Be safe. Call me if you need anything, bro.
Yeah. Well. Okay, Sierra, I'm going to call it a night, too, darling. And anytime you want to call in, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Yeah,
call
thanks
in
for all your info and all your knowledge and your humor and
right.
everything. I appreciate it. Y'all are awesome.
To be honest,
okay.
bro, Sierra was afraid she was going to bite her head off. I go, don't call
no,
in. Virgil will start flirting with you.
No.
Well, not with the wife.
I will help anybody that's trying to help themselves. You know, it's just a little late in the game. You know, and if you want to catch up, you're just gonna have to run long and hard, darling. I mean, you gotta get some. I don't know what your income is, what your financial status is, but don't be like some of these idiots out there and go and buy a $2,500, $3,000 weapon, okay, and not spend 50 cents on training. You know, start out, you know, with just a simple, you can get yourself set up for about maybe $500-$600 with gear and everything else, and learn from some people that know. Learn from some people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell you, your best firearms instructors by far are females.
Mm-hmm.
Find female firearms instructors, because
okay.
they will teach you. You'll see eye to eye with them. You won't be intimidated by them, and they'll talk to you and not at you.
Right.
You know,
okay.
like my wife. Okay, you see, my wife, she hunts. She does hunt. And she shoots. I bought a 30-30 from my brother. He got it when my dad died. And it's a 30-30 Stevens bolt-action rifle. They don't even make them anymore. And I gave it to her, and that's what she uses to hunt with. And I can tell you what, if that scope is set on, dead on, at 150, 125, 150 yards, you're as dead as fried chicken. I can tell you that right now.
Right.
I can tell you right now, the woman can shoot. The woman has killed more deer than I have. since we've been together, she's killed more deer than I have. Mm. And I mean, she's laid them down. She's laid them down in the freezer with that little 30-30 carbine. And
right.
if she can do it, you know. And she's had a stroke. She was in a bad car accident, which resulted in later on down the line of having a stroke. And she gets up in the deer stand, and it'll be freezing cold, raining. She'll stay out there all day waiting to shoot a deer.
Wow.
And she will do it. She's just that determined.
Mm-hmm.
And, if she can do it, you know, with her health issues and things that she has, darling, how old are you?
I'm 27.
27 years old? Okay.
Yeah.
27 years old.
Oh, you're a baby.
There is no reason why you can't climb in a tree with a rifle and swing with vines like Tarzan. And follow just like the son of a bitch. There's no excuse for it. So,
right.
Okay.
I mean, you get with the right people. Like I said, get with a female firearms instructor that will talk to you and not at you and mm-hmm. buddy up with you and teach you everything. And I guarantee you, within about a week or two, you'll be making some hardcore guys look real bad on the range. You'll be making them look real bad.
Sounds good.
But anyway,
alrighty.
It's that time, brother. You guys be safe there on the road and everything. And
I sure will.
Sarah, you know you can talk to me anytime you need to, and it's everything. So, but we'll go ahead and close the show.
Much.
But you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. And if anything happens between now and Monday, we'll do a special. We'll break in and stuff. So you know we'll just. We don't know what's going to happen, but let's just keep the faith up. Don't give up like everybody else is doing. It's us. So we're all call tonight, and we'll see you all Monday. So good night, America.
Good night,
Chester, wherever you are.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man